Welcome to Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. This is the only show on South African radio where we offer listeners an hour of reviews, author interviews, and literary recommendations. And what makes this particular episode special is that we're joined by three of South Africa's top publishers and South Africa's number one bookseller, Exclusive Books. These are the people who work tirelessly behind the scenes, publishing the books we love to delve into, and they really know what's going on in the industry. So I can guarantee you that when they make a recommendation, you know you can count on it. First up on today's show, we'll be chatting to Batya Bricker, who is from Exclusive Books. After that, we'll be joined by the Pan Macmillan publishing team, followed by Jonathan Ball Publishers. All of these are household names in publishing. And we'll wrap up the show with Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House, another household name in publishing. And all of these reviews will be bookended by some fabulous fine music right here on Fine Music Radio. So stay tuned. We're starting with this fabulous tune, which is Besam Mucho by the Tiffany Ensemble. Welcome back. First up on Book Choice, Publisher's Choice today, here on Fine Music Radio, we're joined by Batya Bricker, who is the head of books and brands at Exclusive Books. Batya will be at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this coming weekend, interviewing authors on some really exciting panels. So make sure you book your tickets soon. This is a phenomenal festival and tickets sell out fast. So do check out their website, flf.co.za. This week on our show, Batya will be talking homebrew. Now, homebrew is the list of recommended reads that Exclusive Books brings out every year. Each one of these recommendations comes with two guarantees. The first is that it's proudly South African, and the second is that it's a fantastic read that has passed the test. It's stacked up against all the other South African books published over the last year, and each of these is a title that Exclusive Books feels very comfortable recommending, which means you can feel very comfortable buying it.
Words matter. Whether they are spoken, written, or signed, words are powerful enough to shape society, inspire fresh thought, connect people, and even change someone's life. I'm Batya Bricker, the GM of Books and Brands for Exclusive Books, and today I wanted to chat about the local words, the local books that grace our shelves, that can do all three of those things and perhaps more. It's the annual homebrew celebration in our stores, a selection of nearly 60 homegrown titles that speak to our reality, our lives, and in some cases, even our souls. Homebrew 2024 is a celebration of uniquely and quintessentially South African words, sometimes in a book, but also in the way we speak. These sounds bring us closer to home and are best captured through the unique Africanisms that make our languages and the books written in them so undeniably good. Think of expressions like jiki jiki or mos, now now, or pazi, and I know you're smiling already. You will find these words pasted all over Exclusive bookstores, on posters, sensomatics, bookmarks, badges, and even the quirky word of the day flip folder on our counters. The selection of homebrew books captures how there is nothing quite like books from home. The homebrew books are rich and varied, with something for everyone. For words that sing and dance off the page, two important poetry books are Kaleka Patuma's We Have Everything We Need to Start Again, and a tribute to icon Bra Willie in Karopitsi Khotsotsile and the Black Arts Movement. It gives me great joy to see Bra Willie on Homebrew again. He featured in the very first Homebrew list some 22 years ago, so it really has come a full circle. Is Durban the New Black? With three homebrew books featuring Durban and KZN as a backdrop, two of which are Shafinaz Hassim's Darlings of Durban and Ashwan Desai's Durban Kasbah, it seems like the spotlight is shining its literary light on the province as a rich cultural melting pot. A little more about the third Durban book is The Lost Love of Akbar Manzil by Shabnam Khan. It's a gothic romance set in a haunted Durban mansion. Sana is a 15-year-old looking for a sense of belonging and moving into Akbar Anzal with her father. The mansion feels like a place where people come to forget or to be forgotten. As she wanders the house, Sana discovers its mysteries and those of the woman who came before her. This book felt like a worthy addition to the rich canon of international Indian fiction, I thought. I think it can sit comfortably next to Anita Desai and a Rohinton Mystery. It's quirky, it's humorous, colorful, with a touch of magic realism and more than a touch of enmeshed family relationships and intergenerational conflict, all set in a local, familiar setting. I really did love it. Place, where we live, breathe, work, and play, is much more than simply a backdrop to a story. In some ways, the setting is so central to our narratives that it becomes a character in of itself. And it's not just Durban that features on the homebrew list. There's the gritty edginess in Joburg from Ivan Vladislavich and Nick Mklongu, or the drier swaya and afdwal paya of Kolia Furi and Annelies van Rooyen. Travel to the dusty, charming Karoo of Sally Andrews' Tani Maria, which she has captured in a new book called Recipes to Die, Live For. And it's a delightful, delectable addition to the Tani Maria series, and this time a cookbook spiced with enjoyable favorites from Sally Andrews' first four novels, think The Venus Love Cake, and some tantalizing new additions. It's warm, it's witty, and with everything from slow food and traditional favorites to new fusion inventions, Recipes to Live For is full of delights for fans and newcomers alike, and you will taste the Karoo on every page. Around half the homebrew list includes female writers across the full spectrum of writing styles and genres, from Gail Schimmel's Page Turner, The Finish Line, and Irma Fenter's Alvatel, light romance like I Do, I Don't from Zibu Sotole, and unputdownable fiction like Shanette Paul's Anonym. Barbara Boswell brings us a nuanced look at traditional female fiction. She explores politics, power, love, and betrayal through the eyes of a political wife navigating life as a new member of the black elite. The Comrade's Wife focuses on wealth and how consumption enmeshes itself with gender, race, and class. Everything is not as it seems as we delve into the shadow world of politics and how institutions betray ordinary citizens. Catch Barbara Boswell and me in conversation on Sunday at the Franschhoek Literary Festival later this month. Every person has a story to tell. For an insider look into the lives of some very different personalities, Homebrew offers Margie Orford's memoir, Love and Fury, XMK Marion Sparks' Guilty and Proud, Dr. Alistair McAlpine's Prescription Ice Cream, and Ebi Domisi's Anton Rupert in English and Afrikaans. Servings of Self-Mastery by Alistair McKenna and Small Changes for Big Results mirror the explosion and dominance of self-development and psychology titles featuring on bestseller lists both here and abroad. Current Affairs covers everything from celebrity shenanigans to business leadership wisdom, dogs protecting wildlife to a doctor's journey on what really matters. Hunting the Hawks by Graham Kutzer offers a rare glimpse into South Africa's top crime-fighting unit. 9 untold stories from the bust of the biggest cash heist in South African history to the halting of a planned murder by one husband's greedy wife. This book celebrates tremendous work being done in the cunning underworld of crime. The Homebrew selection features very little strict politics. South Africans have fatigue reading about the challenges we face, but there is a touch of very cheeky humor from Jonathan Anser's Bullshit, which lightens the mood. And now for Homebrew Lighties. The Homebrew's children's list is particularly special this year. We have chosen 11 books that are absolutely current must-haves for your children's local library. And it features authors that really should be featured in every child's library. Fani Viljoen, Jaco Jacobs, and Zandile Ndlovu. Of course, also Chris van Wyk. And then unforgettable characters include both real people like Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, and Shudu Musida. And then imagined as well, but also just as memorable, Zoya, Naru, and Gogo. Bind them all to jumpstart your Lighties home library. We'll also be hosting Homebrew Lighties parties in numerous exclusive bookstores with Homebrew Lighties treats, bingo, word searches, and prizes on offer. See the Homebrew Festival program in store with over 75 events in total, and of course online on exclusivebooks.co.za under the events tab. Aside from the brand new editions of Homebrew Lighties parties, the Homebrew events lineup has gone back to the festival feel. As I said, over 75 events across the country, including innovative happenings like homebrew cocktail hours and coffee mornings, murder mystery events, social media read-alongs, in-depth panel discussion with Sunday Times. And we'll also have a pop-up exclusive books shop leading with the homebrew range at the country's two most important book festivals in May, the Franschhoek Literary Festival and the Kingsmead Book Festival. South Africans are gifted at finding the positive spin in almost anything, and the homebrew books on the shelves attest to this indomitable spirit of focusing on joy, entertainment, optimism, and hope. Because no matter what, there's nothing like homebrew, and you'll find them all on the shelves of Exclusive Books.
That was Batya Bricker from Exclusive Books. And if you'd like to find out more about the homebrew list, you can follow Exclusive Books on all social media platforms, or you can check out exclusivebooks.co.za. They do a wonderful homebrew campaign every year. There are some incredible recommendations that Batya mentioned, and we've actually already chatted about a few of them on the show before, but I want to add two more to the list. These two have only just been published, so they're more than likely not on the homebrew list this year, but guaranteed they'll be there next year. The first is a book called God's Pocket, and that's by Sven Axelrod. Sven's debut novel called Buried Treasure came out last year, and we've talked about it on the show a lot. This new novel from this incredible author promises the literary reader who is keen on something a bit darker, a bit more experimental. If that's your vibe, then this is a treat for you. I can't wait for this. I love this kind of book. I'm also very much looking forward to the new one by South African author Nick Mhlongo, who is one of my favorite South African authors, and his latest one, it's just come out now, hot off the press. It's called The City Is Mine. The blurb for this book says that Mangi and his fiancée Aza have been living together in the Joburg suburb of Linden for the past 8 years. One day while cleaning their bedroom, Mangi discovers a deep secret that his fiancée had been hiding for a long time. How do you survive and find your own meaning in the harsh streets of Joburg after losing everything that made you feel safe? Sounds good, eh? In this darkly humorous novel, the modern city of Joburg is intimately explored, and it comes alive with its unique sound and smell, more than in any other novel you've read. The City Is Mine is a moving, bittersweet story of passion, desperation, camaraderie, and dreams. I do love a good Nick Mhlongo book. And I promise to review this one here as soon as I get my hands on a copy and read it. Our next publisher on the show is the Pan Macmillan team, and they're coming up next. But first, some fine music. This is New York, New York by Nicholas Nicolaides.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are
Welcome back. You're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. Coming up next is a powerhouse of global and local publishing. Pan Macmillan, for sure a household name. Pan Macmillan publish a great mix of big name local and huge name international authors in the fiction, non-fiction, YA, that's young adult, and children's book genres. So Shakti Pillay is joining us to let us know what her must-have picks are for the upcoming month. Shakti is a publicist and marketer at Pan Macmillan, and so she's responsible for helping to decide what books they're bringing out. She manages the launches and events, and she keeps us all posted on our next big must-reads. Welcome to the show, Shakti and team. What do I absolutely have to read this coming month?
Hi, everyone. Shakti here, back from Pan Macmillan, South Africa. Can you believe that we're already halfway through the month of May? With elections firmly knocking at the door and voting day on the horizon, change is surely upon us. And speaking of change, while there are lots of choices to be made and even more recommendations coming at you from all directions, allow us to make your reading fix a little bit easier. Pan Macmillan is thrilled to have three brand new local releases on our roster. Saving South Africa by Christopher Pappas and Sandile Mnikati, The Finish Line by Gail Schimmel, and We Have Everything We Need to Start Again by Kileka Patuma, as well as a range of kiddies books. Christopher Pappas, the mayor of Amgeni Municipality, and Sandile Mnikati, the deputy mayor of Amgeni Municipality, deliver their powerful and inspiring local success story in Saving South Africa, a part book and part manifesto that is a solid template for how local government can work effectively and successfully. As explained by Sandile Mnikati, many of us are looking for hope. We want to believe that tomorrow will be better than today. A municipality is an important partner to ensure that people feel hopeful. There are many problems and the system is designed to fail more than succeed, but we have an obligation to try to get it right and to maintain hope. Written by two leaders at the very heart of Amgeni Municipality, Saving South Africa reveals the challenges, triumphs and disasters that the new administration has encountered along the way. Chris Pappas and Sandile Mnikati are carving out a path for progress, all in the name of good governance, resilience, hope, and a better South Africa. In keeping with the theme of paths and journeys, poetry is a genre of reading that acts as a mirror or compass for what is needed for the time that we reach for it. Audre Lorde exclaimed that poetry is not only dream and vision, it is the skeleton architecture of our lives. It lays the foundations for a future of change, a bridge across our fears of what has never been before. Kileka Patuma is a South African multi-award winning theatre practitioner, writer and poet. Her best-selling debut poetry collection, Collective Amnesia, was named 2017 Book of the Year by the City Press and one of the best books of 2017 by the Sunday Times and Quartz Africa. Her work tackles themes such as sexuality, gender, race, and politics. In 2022, Kileka Patuma was awarded the Standard Bank Young Artist Award, a first-time award for poetry. Now Kileka shares her latest groundbreaking collection, We Have Everything We Need to Start Again, an empowering and uplifting collection of poems about figuring out who you are and embracing it. Every line is a powerful statement representing what Kileka stands for, and each page is accompanied by gorgeous illustrations and colorful portraits by Barcelona-born illustrator Adriana Bellet. Here is a line of meditation from We Have Everything We Need to Start Again. Press both your feet to the ground. Place your hand on your heart. You are brave and capable. It will always be your time. If there is one author who is a household name, who churns out thriller after thriller and lifts the lid on domestic activity that bubbles over with detailed observations, scandal, and intrigue, it is none other than Gail Schimmel. Gail Schimmel, the author of Little Secrets, is back with a suspense thriller centering around the complexities of friendship, rivalry, and competition. We chatted to Gail recently about her writing rituals for her latest domestic thriller, The Finish Line. This is what Gail had to say. I wrote the first half of this book like I was in a fever dream. I just wrote and wrote and wrote. The Finish Line follows Brenda, who has always worked hard to fit in. From her school days when her talent in athletics gave her access to a richer world, to her marriage which bound her to that world. It's hard to know how much of her discomfort comes from the ongoing presence of her childhood best friend, Denver. From the time when they were the two fastest girls in the athletics team, through years of marriage and parenthood, Denver has always offered friendship, worthy competition, and simmering resentment. When Brenda realizes that Denver is a threat to her family's well-being, there's nothing she won't do to protect them, and Denver will do anything to protect herself. After years of rivalry, who will cross the finish line first? We, of course, have not forgotten about the kiddies. We have three books to make reading time fun and entertaining. A Friend for All Seasons by Rafilwe Mahlololi is a beautifully illustrated picture book about a young boy who loves cooking and baking. When a new new girl moves in next door and he realizes that she is struggling to adapt to her new surroundings. He decides to invite her to join him in his favorite hobby. As they create delicious creations throughout the year, the girl slowly but surely starts to feel at home. A Friend for All Seasons is an endearing story about friendship and empathy that encourages us to express ourselves and support others in doing the same. It is available in 5 languages: English, Afrikaans, isiZulu, isiXhosa, and Sepedi. As Long As It's Not a Dog by Yaku Jacobs, it introduces us to Tim. Tim's birthday is around the corner, and he knows exactly what he wants: a dog. Unfortunately, his parents have other ideas. They think dogs are noisy, messy, and lots of work. What will Tim ask for his birthday? An electric guitar? A pet python? A motorbike? Or maybe he can come up with a plan to make his parents change their minds. Tim's birthday wishes will have toddlers and their parents in stitches. As Long As It's Not a Dog is available in English and Afrikaans. Alex Rider, Nightshade Revenge by Anthony Horowitz is the much-awaited new book in the best-selling Alex Rider series, which continues Alex's fight against the deadly assassins encountered in the last book, Nightshade. Alex still has unfinished business with his sinister group made up of brainwashed children. The new adventure takes us deep into the life-changing world of augmented reality, where even Alex has to battle technology. With daring chase scenes, a brilliant immersive gaming sequence, and a nail-biting final showdown, this new adventure brings the world's best-loved teen super spy his biggest challenge yet. This is perfect for readers aged 13 and above. May marks election season, but in the book world, it also marks a coming together and the celebration of our prestigious South African literary festivals. From Friday, the 17th of May, to Sunday, the 19th of May, join Pan Macmillan, our revered authors, including Ivan Vladislavic, Alistair McAlpine, Angela McCawa, Kaleka Pituma, Craig Higginson, Arthur Goldstuck, Zibu Sithole, Fiona Snickers, Shibnam Khan, David O'Sullivan, Greg Mills, and many more of your favorite writers at the Franschhoek Literary Festival. Visit the Franschhoek Literary Festival website to browse their program and book your tickets for a weekend of tantalizing wine, intriguing panels, and riveting conversation. If you are in Johannesburg on Saturday, the 25th of May, venture over to the Kingsmead Book Fair, nestled in the heart of Rosebank, which boasts an adult and children's program bound to keep the whole family entertained. Many of the authors at the Franschhoek Literary Festival have a session at the Kingsmead Book Fair. So to get your tickets and find out more about the expected lineup, head on over to the Kingsmead Book Fair website. May is chock-a-block with book launches and events. So keep an eye on the Pan Macmillan social media pages to mark your calendars throughout the month. We hope to see you at the upcoming literary festivals, exciting book launches, and in between rows of bookshelves, picking out your next best read. Until next time, happy reading from the Pan Macmillan team.
That was the Pan Macmillan team here on Fine Music Radio's Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, with me, your host, Paige Nick. Now, what you need to know is that Pan Macmillan has a fantastic online presence, so I highly recommend you give them a follow on whichever platform you like to scroll. You can also visit their website, which is panmacmillan.co.za. And so now, before we move on to our next publisher, how about another music track? This one, coming up, is Shape of My Heart by Vota Kellerman, and all the music on today's show is compiled by Mzu Maketa. Thanks, Mzu. We love your tracks. Thank you. Welcome back. You're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio, and that was Shape of My Heart by Vota Kellerman. Are you a nonfiction fan? If so, you're going to really enjoy this next segment. The Jonathan Ball team are specialists in excellent local and international nonfiction, although they do publish quite a bit of fiction too. They're joining us now to tell us what we can look forward to over the next couple of months. I hope you've got a pen and paper handy so you can jot down any recommendations that take your fancy. If not, no worries. We post a podcast of this show on our website directly after the show on fmr.co.za. So you can download it and listen back while you're driving or cooking or cleaning or just hanging out thinking about books.
Hello, Fine Music Radio listeners. In this month's Publisher's Choice episode, we would like you to hear some inside information, hot off the press. You'll get to hear from some of the Jonathan Ball Publishers team members, who are avid readers, of course, about what they have been reading recently and about what has been making them stay up far too late at night, eager to find out what happens in their read. We have a wide array of phenomenal books under our wing, and we're always excited to share these gems with you. First up, we'll hear from Liesl.
Hi, I am Liesl Blau, and my favorite book of the moment is called Pelican Girls by Julia Malie. The novel, based on historical fact, starts in Paris in the year 1720. Inconvenient women, dubbed difficult or hysterical by the patriarchy, are kept in an asylum. And then, as requested by male settlers, 88 of these women are shipped, without their permission, to the American frontier as wives. Join Charlotte, Genevieve, and Petronille on their voyage, where friendship, betrayal, and desire culminate in a battle for survival and hopefully a new beginning. Next up is my colleague Jaco Schroeder.
Hi, I'm Jaco Schroeder from Jonathan Ball Publishers, and today I'd like to talk to you about Hard by Great Forest by Leo Vardashvili. It is his debut novel, and it follows the story of a boy, Saba. Him and his older brother and father fled the country of Georgia during the Civil War period and found asylum in England. But years later, the father is drawn back to his homeland, haunted by memories of the wife that he left behind. But he seems to have gotten into some kind of trouble there, and he sends his son a very short message urging them not to follow. Of course, the two brothers can't resist. First the older brother, and then Saba follows. And as the story unfolds, you get a sense of the country of Georgia. I particularly enjoyed the characters of the taxi driver and his wife, who took Saba under their wing. Through these two characters, you get a strong sense of the people of Georgia. They are a hard people, but they also survive with a dark sense of humor. If you enjoyed a novel like Everything is Illuminated by Jonathan Safran Foer, then you'll definitely also be in for a treat with Hard by Great Forest. My colleague, Jeanette Rousseau.
Hello, Fine Music Radio listeners. Like many people around the world, I love Italian cuisine. And imagine my surprise when I read that South Africa's largest Italian community is from World War II. Prisoners of Jan Smuts by Karen Horn recounts the stories of the survival and shenanigans of the Italian prisoners of war in the Union through the eyes of five prisoners who had documented their experiences in memoirs and letters. Even though the government of Jan Smuts saw them as a source of cheap labor, we owe them a thank you for some of the legacies that have left a mark in South Africa. These include sculptor Eduardo Villa, who left an important mark in the local and international art world, and businessman Ariola Gatti, who built an ice cream empire whose gelato was to delight generations. This book has a deep personal narrative that showcases both the hardships and beautiful moments that one can find in times of war. So if you're craving some Italian today, please grab a Prisoners of War alongside some Italian wine and pasta. Ciao!
Hi, my name is Lefa Nkadimeng, and I'll be reviewing The Storm We Made by Vanessa Chan. This is her debut title. It's historical fiction set in Malaysia during two occupations, the British occupation in 1935 and the Japanese occupation in 1945. It follows this Malaysian housewife who decides to become a spy for the Japanese to get rid of any British loyalists. I wanted to recommend this title because of the character at the heart of the story, but also how Vanessa Chan weaves the history of Malaysia in this book. It is a look at a terrible time in Malaysian history. It is a look at this woman who wants to define herself outside of her roles that society has prescribed for her. So outside of being a mother, outside of being a wife, she wants to write herself and see herself in history. And she has to grapple in real time with the consequences of her actions. I found her such a very fascinating character, such a human character in that, you know, she has to endure so much and she chooses to try and survive in a very interesting way, in a very interesting time, in a very difficult time. So for people that are interested in Malaysian history, that are interested in sort of the quiet voices of women, of grandmothers that we didn't think have stories in them kind of coming to life and telling us those stories, this is definitely for you. Definitely worth the read. It is sort of a story about betrayal, about familial bonds, about love, about oppression. Yeah, absolutely stunning. Would highly recommend.
I now hand over to Sandy.
I'm Sandy, and one of my favorite recent reads is The Art of Scandal by Regina Black. I was really impressed by this debut. It's a perfect read for lovers of shows like The Fixer, as it follows Rachel Abbott, the wife of an uber-ambitious local politician who has dedicated her life to being the perfect politician's wife, homemaker, and mother, neglecting her own ambitions in the process. When she finds out that her husband has been having an affair, this leads her to Nathan Vasquez, a passionate but lost young artist who harbors some resentment towards his own socially connected family, and their growing romantic relationship comes with a bevy of risks and scandal if it's ever revealed to the viperous political environment that they live in. This was so well done, with rich prose and a perfect mixture of sweetness, romance, and political intrigue.
From the Jonathan Ball Publishers team, we wish you many happy reading moments.
That was the Jonathan Ball Publishing team, and you can find out more about what they've got coming up, including fun launches and super exciting giveaways, by following them on all their social media accounts or by visiting jonathanball.co.za. They are very easy to find on social media. We have one last publisher coming up on today's show, but first, some music. This is Selim Kaji with The Voice.
Child, you say to me, I am the voice of your history. Be not afraid, come follow me. Answer my call and I'll set you free. I am the voice and the wind and the pouring rain. I am the voice of your hunger and pain. I am the voice that always is calling you. I am the voice, I will remain. I am the voice in the fields when the summer's gone, the dance of the leaves when the autumn winds blow. Never do I sleep throughout all the cold winter long. I am the forest that in springtime will grow. Sorrow and blood in my fields. I am the voice of the future.
That was The Voice by Selim Kaji, and you're listening to My Voice. My name is Paige Nick, and I'm the host of Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, right here on Fine Music Radio. We're about to head into our final segment of today's show. Last but not least, we welcome Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House. For those of you who listen to this show regularly, you'll definitely recognize Viz's voice. He's here every month with a lovely list of recommended reads. Viz, we so enjoy hearing from you, hearing your views, your recommendations. So, what do you have for us today?
Hi, Paige, and hi to all the FMR listeners. It's Viz Chetty here from Penguin Random House. I'm coming to you this month with all our May releases. We are already in May, but I'm going to give you some of the best stuff that we've read so far that we have out there on the shelves, in bookstores, and online bookstores, wherever you go find your books. These would be available. The first one is a nonfiction title. I have tried to mix it up so there's something for everybody on here. But Super Communicators is the first book I want to talk about. It's so funny because we're talking about communication. And Super Communicators is a book by Charles Duhigg. He is the author of The Power of Habit, which was a fantastic book. He wrote another book called Smarter, Better, Faster, which is all about productivity. This book is all about super communicators, people who have the ability, when you walk away from a conversation with them, you feel smarter, you feel more relaxed, and you have all the solutions, even though they didn't tell you a thing. That's a super communicator. Oprah Winfrey is a super communicator. Barack Obama is a super communicator. Those kinds of people, and that's what this book teaches you. So it's a wonderful book. I think that you'll find a lot of value in it in whatever business or whatever you doing in your life. If you can communicate well, you can open up a lot of doors. So I think this book, Charles Duhigg's Super Communicator, is a very important one. It's on the shelves right now. The next one is by Cal Newport. You know Cal Newport. He's done a book called Digital Minimalism. He did another book called Deep Work. His earlier books were all about this thing called technology, how it's such a distraction to us and how it doesn't serve us a lot of the time. So he was teaching us in those books how to actually use it as a tool but not be as distracted. So this book, Slow Productivity, has got three principles in it. The first principle is work at a good pace, your own pace. The second thing is obsess about quality. And the third thing is do less. I know it's easier said than done. Most people go, I've got tons of work to do. He says, do less in the day, obsess about quality, and work at your own pace. Those are the three main pillars of this book, Slow Productivity by Cal Newport. It's a fantastic book. The next one is a fiction book. I want to give you a fiction book because sometimes I feel I do too much nonfiction here. This book is called The List of Suspicious Things by Jennifer Godfrey. It's a debut novel. You wouldn't believe it's a debut novel, right? So it's set in the late 70s, early 80s. The Yorkshire Ripper is basically doing his thing in England. It's a coming-of-age tale. This little girl and her best friend decide that, you know, they're going to catch the Yorkshire Ripper. And how they want to do it is they want to make a list of all the suspicious things that they see and hear in their neighborhood, and they want to find the Yorkshire Ripper. And the reason why young Merv, who's the main character, wants to do this is because she doesn't want to move away from her friends, because her mother's not well, and her father and her aunt decide, we're talking about moving out of this area because it's, you know, it's a bit scary there. They wanted to move, so that's the whole motivation for her. But it's also a beautiful coming-of-age story. It's kind of heartbreaking in places, but it's well-written, and the author actually grew up along that timeline. So you can see there's a lot of personal stuff in there as well. So wonderful book, List of Suspicious Things. It's a debut novel by Jenny Godfrey. Okay, the next one is a local author, Sven Axelrad. He's become a favorite in Penguin now. He did a book with us called Buried Treasure. It was a wonderful book, magical and funny and quirky in places. So this book is sort of a follow-up to that, set in the same world of this town called Vivo. And it's about a young man whose father wants him to become an accountant, but he can think of nothing worse than becoming an accountant. So he decides he wants to be a writer and he wants to finish his novel. And just outside of the town of Vivo, there's a deep quarry. And at the bottom of this quarry is like a hut. They accidentally find it one day, him and his best friend. And he realizes that he can move out of his home, go live in this hut with him and his four friends, and he could finish his novel, and he could be free. And what they don't realize is at the bottom of the quarry, in the waters, there's stuff in there that wants to come out. and how they're going to deal with that. Anyway, so it's got a sort of movie quality to it. So God's Pocket is the name of the book. The author's name is Sven Axelrad. He's a bit of a darling in the Penguin right now, so enjoy that one. The next one is actually a cookbook, Recipes to Live For by Sally Andrew. Lots of readers out here have read the Sally Andrew Tani Maria Mysteries. We've done so many. We've done four so far. This is a book where all the recipes... Now, in each of the novels, you'll find at the back there are recipes in those books. Those recipes are now in this cookbook that we've compiled. And even if in the book they mention a recipe or a certain dish, that recipe is in this book as well. Beautifully done. It's got the original letters that were written to Tani Maria. It's got pictures, and there's obviously the photography of the food and obviously the recipes. It's such a wonderful production. We're very proud of it. If you want to give someone, or if you're a fan of the Sally Andrew Mysteries, this one is something to look out for. Recipes to Live For, Sally Andrew. And the last book I'm going to just mention quickly is Gabriel Garcia Marquez. He's the author of 100 Years of Solitude. He's unfortunately passed away, but this is his final novel, Until August. That book is now on the shelf. It's unpublished work that was just there for 10 years. It was left unpublished, and eventually they did publish it. So have a look at that one. That one's also on the shelf. It's called Until August, and that's Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I'm not sure how much time I have left, but I can quickly say what I'm reading right now is The Coming Wave by Mustafa Suleiman. It's a book about AI. If you're one of those people out there that are very, very interested in what AI is, where it's taking us, where we're going to be in the next 10 or 15 years, this is a book you should read. It won the Business Financial Book of the Year last year. And I think if you're someone who's curious about AI, and we've done a few at Penguin now where we talked about, people have written about AI, but this one I found is very accessible. You'll understand exactly what he's talking about. He's the CEO of the AI division of Microsoft currently. So he's very high level, and he's been in this industry, in this particular subject matter, since the beginnings of AI, right? So it's very high level. So if you are keen on knowing exactly what AI is going to be doing in the next 5 or 10 years, and you want to know where it's come from, this is a book you should read. It's called The Coming Wave by Mustafa Suleiman. And dear readers, that's all I have for now. Thank you very much. I will talk to you again in June for the June selection. Thank you very much.
That was our Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House on the mic. Penguin Random House do such a great job on social media. I highly recommend that you give them a follow, whether you're on X or Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, or you can check them out on penguinrandomhouse.co.za. The thing about all these publishers is that they're regularly doing big giveaways on social media, and it's so easy to win prizes. So if you like winning lovely new free books or finding out what's happening on the horizon, I definitely recommend you give them all a quick follow. And that wraps up our show for this week. Thank you to Mzuma Keta for pulling our show together and for choosing the music. And to all our publishers and exclusive books, thank you for joining us. We're playing out with Louise Howlett feat. Albert Combrink with Someday. And we'll see you again someday soon. Until then, happy reading.
Someday my prince will come. Someday I'll find my love, and how thrilling that moment will be when the prince of my dreams comes to me. He'll whisper, I love you, steal a kiss or two. Now he's far away, I'll find my love someday.